What do India's new rape laws mean for women? The flood of refugees threatens to destabilize Mali further, and there's an outbreak sweeping college campuses across the U.S. We'll provide the details on these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's president approved a new law recently giving harsher punishment for sexual assault. It's a result of a gang rape that got international attention in December.
It certainly passes along a very strong message to the country as a whole that the rights of women must be respected.
That's Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says it's a good sign.
More important even than the law is the fact that this has been drawn to everyone's attention. Suddenly people are thinking about this and saying, you know, this isn't right.
Mission India's literacy program helps women from becoming victims, and $30 provides a year of support. Find more at our website. In the meantime, pray.
Let's pray for the women of India, that the beating of women will stop, that the rape of women will stop. The Lord is able to make these very fundamental changes in society. And when we pray every day for this and work toward it, it can happen.
Next, the war zone in Mali is completely cut off from the outside world. 4 months ago, the UN Refugee Agency spoke of a forgotten crisis, and it's only gotten worse since then. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer explains.
We have mainly the warring tribes from the north trying to take over, and it's pushing people mainly down to the south toward the capital and the borders with Niger. And then outside of the country, you've got about 250,000 totally displaced people.
The fiercest fighting has disrupted the flow of aid.
Unfortunately, in this area, it's hard to get to really affected areas. So most of our teams right now, we're all the way back down to the capital area, and we're working with the IDPs that are coming there. So we've actually had to pull our people back.
They're biding their time until they can get back to the hardest hit areas. Until then,
pray for the people who are losing family members. Pray for those who are losing everything they have. Pray that they would be physically and spiritually touched by our ministries.
This is Mission Network News. U.S. representatives, ministries, and other key Christian leaders are gathering in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Russian ministries and some of their key partners are hosting a briefing on religious freedom in the former Soviet Union. Wayne Kuzak is Russian Ministries Project Manager.
We would like to, first of all, understand and analyze what is going on. Why religious freedom is so dramatically shrinking in that territory.
Tomorrow at 11 at the Rayburn House office building, experts will tell what they know. Kuzak says Uzbekistan may be the worst violator, turning the clocks back 50 years on religious freedom.
They penalized Christians for just having Bible in their home. They court ordered to burn Bible. Sure, even long prison terms. It's everyday life of Christians in Uzbekistan.
Kuzak hopes once the briefing's completed, they'll be able to make recommendations to help change it. More than 70 are expected to attend. Meanwhile, persecution seems to be on the rise in Turkey. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the attempted killing of a pastor last month has led to the arrest of 14 people. According to reports, suspects plan to murder the leader during a series of evangelistic outreach meetings. The pastor isn't scared, though. He says the Lord spared his life so he could continue sharing the gospel. Ask God to protect believers who are spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Turkey. And thousands of Bible studies are breaking out across the U.S. During InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Student Missions Conference, Urbana 12, over 8,000 students made a commitment to lead a Bible study. Now that school's back in session, colleges all over the nation are seeing student-led studies emerge. Pray that through this, many more people will begin a relationship with Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.